Kdaj prihajajo draguli? See, good. Just the topic is happy. Yes. It's a mysterious topic about jewels, gems, and other nice things. In the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 12, which is called Bhakti Yoga or devotional service, Krishna spends 8 verses glorifying his devotees or Bhakti Yogis, saying how he loves his devotees. So sometimes these 8 verses, the last 8 verses, are called Bhaktashtaka. Ashtaka, some of you may know, it's a very famous format for glorifying, for some prayers. Ashtaka. So this is Krishna's prayers or glorification of, actually, hopefully, you. And at least the last one. We are coming to that. So, what are the jewels? And when do they come? That's a good... Okay. Actually, it's one version. Because there are 3 different opinions about this, you know. Because Patanjali, who is the authority on yoga, he wrote Yoga Sutras. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada say that this is the authoritative book about yoga. He describes rules for performing yoga. 5 yamas, 5 niyamas, 5 don'ts and 5 do's, 5 prohibitions and prescriptions. And between them, there is one very simple rule, very, very simple rule, which is called asteya in Sanskrit, which means don't steal. It's a super simple rule. Even if you didn't know, somebody would tell you that that's a rule. If you ever tried, I mean, definitely you would be told if you ever tried to break it and got caught. Even if you don't get caught, you will be told. So, it's interesting how Patanjali gives a special siddhi, perfection or success from perfect following of each rule. For example, very logically, he says, if you are always honest, if you always say the truth, then after some time you develop a special power, which is that, siddhi, that whatever you say becomes true. You can bless, you can curse, and it works. Yes. And some other, so for each rule he gives some blessing. And for this rule, for asteya, not stealing, he gives a blessing or success or siddhi, which says that if a person never steals anything, never takes whatever is not his or hers, then the success or the result or the blessing this person gets is that jewels come to this person on their own. Hare Krishna. Now, I feel a little, it's a little risky now to ask. But I will ask. Who, to the best? Important to, it's a good thing to not steal. If not, some kind of you found. It could be something simple like semi-precious stones, or this. No, it was in another place. There's some in Munich. They put all these. Oh, see, look, crazy. Yeah. Okay. So that's. That's one simple, straightforward explanation. You find jewels, okay? Ladies, that's, I think, an interesting topic, because I heard popular wisdom that, it says, diamonds are the best friend of a girl. Girls, okay, you know better. Okay, so there's a path. Here's a way for you to get these type of things. So that's one one explanation of this blessing. Thank you. However, the commentators sometimes say that it is puzzling, because is there somebody who tries not to steal and still hasn't found a jewel yet? Here. You try not to steal, but you haven't found a jewel yet. We have a few like this also. Okay, good. So thank you. At least I can say something now, because it would be quite embarrassing if everybody found a jewel in the example. Yes, so the commentators also become puzzled by this, you know, that because many yogis are very austere. Not only they do not steal, they don't even have pockets if you go to India and see, you know. They don't have where to put, even if they do steal something, you know. But they don't have jewels. So some commentators, they wonder, you know, what does it mean? What does Patanjali mean when he says, you know, jewels come? If you don't see, jewels come. You know, what does it mean? So there are two more explanations there. One explanation is that if you follow this rule of not stealing, that was in a book I read as a boy. You know, it's called an Oxford pause. You know, you have to, if you make a pause, make it in such a point nobody starts talking in this pause. If you follow the rule of not stealing, you meaning honest life, right? Then usually you most probably will be okay, well off or taken care of, right? Like you're okay, right? You have shelter, you have food, you have all you need, and maybe a little more. Right? So that's one explanation, that if you are honest, life is honest with you. Right? You get whatever you need. And I think many of you can subscribe to that. Right? If you are honest in your life, Porsten, this is such a nice word. It's more than honest, right? It's much deeper than just honest, isn't it? Porsten. Then life is good to you. Življenje bo tudi pošteno. For you. Fair. The life will be fair to you. So that's a second explanation, which is already good enough. It's already good enough. But there is a third explanation, which brings us to a very important topic. The third explanation is, one, Acharya says that if you follow the rule of not stealing, then you get jewel-like association. You get people like jewels around you. Which sounds quite good, isn't it? You get people like jewels around you. Which I think the best, which means sadhu sangha, or association of spiritual practitioners. Sometimes translated literally as saintly persons, but in India, a saintly person means one who practices some spiritual path. So, do we always see this? Do we notice that we are surrounded by jewels? And do we appreciate the jewels we are surrounded by? Do we ever express our appreciation to the people so around us? So in the 12th chapter, in verse 6 and 7, where Krishna begins to glorify his devotee, he says, Yeto sarvani karmani my... No, sorry, that was the wrong one. Excuse me. It should be 13. Sorry, yes. Verse 13. That was also a good verse, but not the one we needed. Adveshta sarvabhutana maitra karuna evacha nirvamunirahankara samadukha sukakshami santushta satatam yogi yatatma dridanishchaya mayyarpitamano buddhiryamad bhakta samepriya. One who is not envious, but is a, he lists 35 qualities here. So the first one, not envious. Second, but is a kind friend to all living entities. There are two qualities. If you look in the Sanskrit, it's Maitra, friendly, he's friendly. And yes, Karuna, he's merciful. Actually, you can see that this includes three types of relationships, which according to the Bhagavatam make you invulnerable to suffering. Immune to suffering. You will be above transcendental to suffering if you follow three practices of being happy to see somebody more qualified, making friends with equals, and being merciful to somebody who might be less qualified, have something less of something. So 4.8.34, Narada Muni says that if you just follow these three practices, miseries of this world cannot touch you. And you can see these three are mentioned in many places, and here they are also mentioned. These are the same, you know, Advesta, not envious. So that's one of the ways to treat somebody more qualified. Maitra, equals, Karuna, mercy, friendship to equals, and Karuna, mercy to somebody who might be lacking something, or less qualified, or suffering. Yes. So three qualities Krishna immediately lists. Then, who does not think himself a proprietor? Nirmamo, in Sanskrit, nirmamo. Then, nirahankara, is free from false ego. Free from false ego. Yes. Are you free from false ego? I think you can take real pride at the depth of your humility. These are my favorite jokes about humility and pride. You know, this one from Lefebvre, she says that, I like this, she says, what the world needs more are geniuses with humility. Because there are so few of us. It's just a quote. I really like it. And what's even more interesting, not everybody is laughing. Okay, free from false ego. By the way, false ego could be negative, right? I'm so useless, I'm so worthless. That's also false ego. Who is equal in both happiness and distress? Who is tolerant? Always satisfied. Always satisfied. Self-controlled. And engaged in devotional service with determination. His mind and intelligence fixed on me. Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. So you can see, Krishna is not shy to say he's very happy with such a devotee. When was the last time you ever told somebody that they are humble, tolerant, fixed, determined, devoted, merciful, friendly, equal in happiness and distress? You can see, Krishna is not shy to say this. For us, we think that if I say this to the person, you know, it will be bad for them. It's for their benefit. I should rather just tell them the harsh things, not the kind things. But this is one part of knowledge. To be grateful, kritagya. In Sanskrit, it's called kritagya. It's in the first canto, you can read. It's one element of knowledge, to be grateful. And to express our appreciation to others, and to thank devotees for doing what they do, for practicing what they practice the good qualities that they practice, that they have. Appreciate that. And if we are in such a society, just imagine that everybody sees good things around in each other. What do you think would be the atmosphere? Do you think it would be a good atmosphere? My Guru Maharaj calls this Vrindavan vision or Vaikuntha vision, yeah? To see the good qualities in others, to see the good qualities. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends to make our chanting perfect. Because Krishnas Karaj Goswami says we can chant life after life. We can hear and chant, which are the first processes of bhakti, yoga. And it can still take many lifetimes, and we still may not be able to get the treasure of Krishna prema, love for Krishna, according to Krishnas Karaj Goswami. Bahu janma kori yadi shalvana kirtana tabuto napaya Krishna pade premadana. That's the Bengali from that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore gives recommendations, and that's one of the recommendations, manadena, to offer all respects to everybody. All respect means that you find that quality and you respect it. You appreciate it. And you can also tell this to the person. That's one way to make our chanting pure, and that's one way to remove all the obstacles from our heart, all the obstacles towards perfection from our heart. This is also one of the exercises that was introduced in Vrindavan at the Govardhan retreat from the very, I think it was already in the first year, by Shachinananda Maharaj and Shachinananda Swami and by Burijan Prabhu. They asked us every day to collect 3 jewels. Of course, at Govardhan, every speck of dust is like a jewel and wish-fulfilling gem, and yes, but what they meant was to find some 3 good qualities in devotees around us, to find 3 good qualities in devotees around us. And before we go to sleep, remember them, maybe even express our appreciation to the person. So that was the exercise, to collect jewels. And you can see that this is a very famous recommendation. We have it in the Gita in chapter 9, verse 11. Prabhupada says that we should even see every person as the temple of Krishna, of the Lord, of the Supreme. This is a recommendation. This is a recommendation of Rishabhadev, in the Bhagavatam 5.5.26. This is a recommendation in the sixth canto. It's there in many places throughout the Bhagavatam, to see everybody as Krishna's temple, as the Lord's temple, as the temple of the Supreme, which is one of my favorite exercises. And I want to ask all of you, please look at your neighbor and think, he is Krishna's temple. Look at your neighbor, please turn aside and think, Krishna is in the heart of this person, and this is Krishna's temple. She is Krishna's temple, he is Krishna's temple, there's Krishna in the heart. Yes. I love how usually when you do this exercise, usually devotees smile immediately when they do this exercise. Which is, I think, is a good sign. Yes? When devotees smile. So this is, and Rishabhadev says we should do this at every step. He says, looking at all moving and non-moving living entities. He says, pade pade, at every step. And he says, this is a way to worship me. It doesn't mean we mix. I mean, we understand that we are all individual souls, but he says this is how one good way to worship me, and how to be respectful, and how to... This is probably one of the quickest way to remove anarthas. This is, in fact, in the end of Uddhava Gita, Krishna says this is the best sadhana, the best practice, process to make you perfect, to purify our heart. He says this exercise to try and see, to remember, to meditate that the Lord is present in everybody's heart, that helps us to be respectful. And he says it's the best sadhana, the best method of practice, and it can purify. It's the quickest way to purify our heart, because it helps us to practice all these other qualities and values, all these good qualities. So this is connected to this collecting jewels and seeing jewels around yourself, seeing different facets of jewels, of jewel-like association around yourself, and what you meditate upon grows. That was the article 2 days ago on dandavats.com by Mahatma Prabhu. He says, what you appreciate, appreciates. It's a very interesting, I mean, it's a play of words, because to appreciate also means to, assets appreciate, means that something valuable becomes even more valuable. You know, like, I'm not quite sure, gold, is it going up or down? What commodity is going up? Is it going down? Down. It's up and down. Yeah? Anyway, I know that compared to 15 years ago, it's gone quite up, no? Okay, so in English it's called it appreciated. Yeah? It went up. It appreciated. So when you appreciate others, meaning you value something, some good qualities in them, these values grow in people also. They actually turn to you with that side which you appreciate. So I wanted to ask you, who has read at least some Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Ishopanishad, some of our book, other books of Srila Prabhupada? And can I ask you which value from these books you think is important, or which value you like? From these, like just now we have read about 10 values. Yeah? Like mercy, satisfaction, being equal in happiness and distress. So these are values. So which values from the Bhagavad Gita, from Srimad Bhagavatam, from other spiritual books, which values do you think are important, or which you like? which you would like to have in your life and in your person also, which you are attracted to. So can you please share what values do you like, either in English or in... Wow, that was realization, transformation, and the first one was
purification,
liberation, transformation, realization. There was a whole series of yes, important values. Yes, thank you. Some other values that you like?
Mercy.
Yes, mercy. Trust. Yeah. Love. Yes. Humility. Yes. Especially in our neighbors. I'm joking. Forgiveness, odpuszczenie, yes, forgiveness. What else?
Courage.
Kindness, thank you.
Peacefulness.
Yes, peacefulness.
Honesty.
Honesty. Yes.
Steadiness.
Patience.
Happiness.
Love.
To be brave.
Purity.
To be equal in happiness and distress.
And?
Simplicity.
Chastity.
Yeah?
Tolerance.
Cleanliness.
I mean, just speaking about this is beautiful and inspiring. So now if we appreciate these qualities, if you think these are important values,
Hare Krishna.
Then Mahatma Prabhu, he likes to say that first of all we will appreciate them in others. Yes, we will find these qualities in others. I mean, Bhurajan, also Bhagavatam says in many places, it says if you are very disturbed by some quality, then there is a good chance that I myself have this quality. Yes? And like Bhurajan Prabhu says, he was very annoyed, irritated by somebody in Vrindavan. He was going for prasadam every day, and somebody was sitting, and he was holding his hand in some very funny manner. And he, every time he looked at this, you know, his left hand in some very, you know, sehr manierlich. I don't know how you translate this. Mannerism, some kind of. And he looked at that, and then he thought, my God, you know, what is this? And then he so like for several weeks he would come, and then it was, again. So every day he was meditating on how this person is holding his hand. And then he says, like 2 or 3 weeks passed, and then he was sitting and taking prasadam, and then he looked at his left hand, and he was shocked to see that he's holding his left hand in exactly the same way. That was a complete shock for him, you know. You know, he hated how the person is holding his hand. And now he's holding the same way. So he thought, that's the power of meditation. Even if you meditate on something negative, you, because of meditating, you can collect that, you can reflect that quality. But it also works in a positive way. If you meditate on the good quality, then it helps you to reflect that quality, it helps us to reflect that quality in our life. So that's one way to develop that quality, and then practice this quality. So Mahatma Prabhu likes to say that if there is something, some great value in your life, like honesty, humility, kindness, tolerance. We even have tolerance mentioned as one of the main qualities of a devotee, and kindness or mercy. It's even one of the four main qualities for a real devotee: mercy, being merciful. So, if this is actually my value, then if somebody kept a spy camera somewhere and would film. Nowadays you don't film, do you? No more films, right? Anyway, so record, yes. Your life, would they be able to make conclusions? What are your values from your actions? So from seeing how you live, or like people at your work, or your neighbors, or your family. So by not hearing what you say, but by seeing how you act, by witnessing how you act, would they be able to say, oh, this person, he thinks mercy is important. This person is peaceful. This person values tolerance. Would they be able to draw this conclusion, to conclude this person has this value? That's the value of this person. That's an important question, right? Do we behave according to these values? So, here's the task, which is extremely helpful, that you find somebody today that has a value or a quality that you think is important for you, and tell them that you appreciate, that you like, that you are thankful that this person behaves like this, like this, like this. You mentioned the I really appreciate that you are all hearing and tolerating me for almost an hour, which reflects your desire to deepen spiritual knowledge. So that's obviously a value for you. Or you want to please Srila Guru Parampara and the Lord by coming to the temple to kirtan and katha. That's obviously your value. It's obviously one of the principles in your lives. So and when we appreciate that, when we see the nice, good, wonderful values in others, then they grow around us. And we create a Vaikuntha, or spiritual world atmosphere around us, Vrindavan atmosphere. The famous orator Cicero. Cicero? He said that gratitude is not just one virtue. He says it's a mother of all virtues. It's a mother of all virtues. So we can thank devotees for practicing these values. And we want to practice these values for Krishna's pleasure. You can see Krishna describes them here. He says he likes them. He's thankful for them. So we don't practice them to get some praise, to get some personal benefit, because this is not really steady. But if it is based on our desire to please the Lord, then it's a real spiritual quality. It's a real spiritual quality. And in the conclusion of chapter 12, Krishna says that even if somebody simply desires to develop all these qualities that he lists in these eight verses, maybe he doesn't have these qualities, but he wants to develop all these qualities for the Lord's pleasure. He says, such a devotee is very, very dear to me. He's more dear to me than somebody who is perfect and already has some good qualities on some other path. if you simply want to develop these qualities. And that will manifest, of course, in your noticing these qualities in around you, in devotees, and generously thanking devotees. Thank you for practicing this quality, doing this, and manifesting this quality. Thank you very much. Thank you for your attention. Hare Krishna. Being a very humble person, I will not stop here. as you can probably have noticed, yes, might have noticed. And somebody wants to add something or ask something or comment. Yes.
In the light of what you said about the rules, we have a saying in Slovenian language which goes, Dobrota jest sirota.
Dobrota jest sirota.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so why do you think people came to such conclusions?
In English, there is a similar saying: "No good act remains unpunished." Similar, right? I think every language has something similar. Since we are all friends here, I will give a harsh answer. A very harsh but correct answer. The basis for this proverb in every language is greed and desire for profit and desire for getting something. Because this is what gopis ask Krishna, you know, what of the three kinds of lovers, who is better? The one who reciprocates equally, the one who loves unconditionally, or the one who does not respond to any love? So Krishna gives answer with nine categories of people, but he says that the first one, the one who reciprocates equally, he's just a merchant. Yeah, he says it's not really much about love, it's just like a business deal, right? You give me, I give you. Right? So he says, which is what is really beautiful is the middle category, unconditional love, which is characteristic either of parents, he says, parental love, or of saints. So this is something that we want. That means that the person does something good, and he does it not to get something, and he doesn't care whether he gets something in return. He is happy to give. I think it's also quite well known, this is what Krishna also says at the end of that same chapter, 33, Canto 10, that may your goodness be your own reward. Yes, I cannot repay you. May your, and there's a saying that virtue is its own reward. You cannot actually, no matter how much money you give, it's not as happy as just selfless goodness. Selfless goodness is much higher happiness than any wealth, any position, any fame, anything. Nothing can equal virtue itself. Yeah? So if you act like this, then this type of thought will not even arise, because you expect, yes, this is the material world, I'm sorry, this is a prison. This is a prison corner of the whole creation, and it's expected. It's expected. People, we exploit each other. We don't notice goodness. We don't reciprocate properly. That's just normal. That's how things happen here. But it doesn't mean we should not do good, because goodness is just good. Whether we get reward or not, because we do good not for just getting some reward, but because it's good and because it helps. Mercy means undeserved. Kindness means it's undeserved. Right? Love means it, you know, it's not a business deal. You give me, I give you, right? So, thank you. That's a good question. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, the homework, please, catch somebody, okay, doing something good, and tell them that you appreciate it. Okay? It's very important. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.